This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
Stringer says on YouTube, think the world is ready for Mamba number 6.
Yeah. I would think we'd be on number 7 or 8 by now. That was a little while
ago. Can you imagine what Mambo number 6 would sound like in 2024? Let's not say it on the air.
Ryan.
It's just a song about going through women.
Oh, it is, isn't it? I really never thought about it.
Ryan, I need you to make a Mambo number 6, Mm-mm. and then you can play it on my birthday in like 2030.
No, you can play it on Camo X.
I'll just break into Camo X. Mm-hmm. I'll find one of their ad numbers, and I'll just overwrite it with my song.
Next time you get asked to go on one of the Camo X shows, you just be like, I made something special for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way to do it, but I really think it would be better if I just overwrote one of their programmings. Like, and then just played randomly.
If that's what you want your last act to be, then...
Yeah, right. That would be it. What I brought today for you guys is food news. Now, I've done a couple of weeks in a row where when I did food news, it was all about the $5 meals.
It's just about fast food.
It's just...
And because your first love.
Yeah, this is my interest here. This is hobbies for me, is how do you get the cheapest meal possible that's still going to fill you up? And I've been thinking about me a lot every time I drive by... one of those $5 meals and thinking, man, I'm doing a great service for St. Louis area by talking about this so much. Because I didn't even know there was a KFC one until yesterday. And I drove by. I'm like, hey, I need to be reporting on
you
this.
You literally
not.
Said that this was not about fast food.
And it's not.
It has only been.
No, I'm explaining why it's not.
I feel burdened.
You even told me that in the hallway when I was like, no, yeah. We're not doing anything with fast food.
Yeah,
by
we're not.
I'm burdened by what has been.
Yeah. Let's be unburdened by what has been, because that's the point, is that we're not talking about that anymore.
Period.
We're talking about...
It's about time you do the work.
Food news that has nothing to do with fast food. Let's talk about cotton candy trends
at
fairs.
Oh my gosh, miss.
Now, the big one that is taking all of the steam out of all the headlines is this big cotton candy burrito that looks, I am a sugar nut. This thing looks disgusting. It features a scoop of ice cream topped with Fruity Pebbles, Fruit Loops, marshmallows, Skittles, M&M's, gummy bears, and sprinkles.
This is the same thing that Will Ferrell ate an elf with spaghetti.
It pretty much is. All of that stuff is inside of a cotton candy shell. So you cut into it, it opens up, all that stuff kind of flows out.
Where is this from? What's the source here?
This is from New York Post, but there are multiple stories about this.
Who's selling what here?
This is just at state fairs. They're saying the big state fair theme this year, because we're kind of moving, I guess fall they still do state fairs, but a lot of summer ones. Well, the theme has been cotton candy, has been winning a lot of state fair awards. They have cotton candy bacon on a stick, which actually sounds terrific, a 12-inch piece of bacon cooked with a cotton candy glazed, wrapped with cotton candy. Now tell me you wouldn't think that was fantastic, Annie. Come on.
Hard pass.
Oh my gosh. What about cotton candy floats, lemonade, or
Ryan,
tea?
Can you imagine a scenario where I'm like, yeah, I'll eat that?
Yeah, I could. Say it was my birthday. And I was like, I have one
birthday
wish. I have one birthday wish. It's for you to eat whatever I choose.
No.
See, I have a bad birthday. That's why I don't even ask.
I'm so sorry.
I just come in here and just like, I guess it's my birthday again. I guess I won't get what I want.
See, the thing is that I too have a birthday. And my wish is...
But it's not the same day.
I My birthday wish was to tell you no on your birthday.
but you can go eat whatever you don't want on your birthday. I
wouldn't eat anything I don't want on my birthday.
I just want you to try sushi.
That doesn't seem like a special Mm-mm. birthday anything. It's just a normal birthday. Mm-mm.
We all are fans of rides in this room. We're theme park fanatics. Do you get motion sick on rides?
As long as I can see where I'm going, no.
So the dark ones make you a little motion sick?
I figure out how to see where I'm going.
Okay. Brad?
No, I don't.
Now, when I hit 30, I started going to Six Flags, and I knew I have to take Dramamine ahead of time. What's that?
When you hit 30?
Yeah, when I hit 30. I don't know what it was. It's something about your body chemistry. What I've heard is that the liquid in your ear gets viscous.
Gross.
I know, but this is the way it is. And when you get older, that liquid doesn't settle as quickly.
Did someone pay you $5 to say viscous today?
It was Abby.
Abby! Split it with me.
Buy me an oatmeal cream pie, both of you. But there's a doctor who's saying that you can get rid of this by doing something that's already in theme parks, grabbing a lemon and just sucking on a lemon.
I think that's something that they tell you can do as a pregnant person who gets nauseous.
Okay.
They say cut lemons up and set them next to your bed. Smell them.
Yeah, because it's much more about the smell of the lemon than it is even
tasting it. Put them up by your eyes and squirt them in your eyes.
Yep.
You'll forget all about the nausea.
Yeah, you won't think about it at all. They say it's because the limbic system is tied to your
olfactory that a little bit more?
System. Yeah, I mean, right now.
Yeah, no, just dive into the science of that limbic center.
I don't know if you understand the olfactory system as well as I do. But it is tied very, very closely.
We're probably tied.
To the limbic system, which regulates nausea, as you know. You already knew that part.
No, I didn't.
So inhaling that lemon scent stimulates the limbic system. And I'm not just reading this.
I wish you could see how confident Ryan's face is right now. This BSer is in his element.
I'm riding high.
He's got hand motions like he's at a TED Talk.
I feel like I should have a stethoscope around my neck right now because I'm...
For the olfactory system?
No. No. I mean, yes, in a way, but let's not confuse things here.
Yeah. Let's unconfuse them.
Anyway, that's all to help you with nausea, Annie.
Russell wants to know if we need Fauci to explain this.
Yeah, we do. That would be great, because I trust Fauci. I got his underwear.
His underwear? How'd you get his underwear?
Look, I'm going to have to explain it.
Go back to the cotton candy burrito. Unrelated.
No, we're done with cotton candy now. You guys took a dump on it. How about this one? Clicked on the headline, thought it was a G. Oh, I got to find out. Flight attendant reveals secret hack to get the best meals on a plane.
My flights are usually 2 hours, so it's not usually food.
That's what I keep thinking. How many people are taking these super long flights all the time where
you
got to eat?
It?
You sit near the front. Thanks for the article, New York Post. I thought there was going to be some amazing strategy. This point in the plane.
Will
you
pay
this.
To upgrade your seat in Southwest when they start telling you where you got to sit?
Possibly.
Oh, I will.
Possibly. I don't know yet. We have to figure that system out as it comes.
Mm-hmm.
Is it January 1st that they're switching?
No. Later than that. I think January 1st is when they will start giving more information, I think.
Okay.
But I don't... My understanding is that it might be spring or even later than that when it gets implemented. Because they're going to have to change some of the planes.
Oh, are they?
Well, they're offering not necessarily more of a business class experience and seats that have more legroom. They're going to have to do some stuff to the plane. Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're doing this as they're upgrading all their computer systems? Is that what's going on here? I mean, they've been hit a lot.
I think that they need to make more money. I think that it's all about making more money.
Yeah, but they have to upgrade their computer systems to make more money.
Well, that's because they're ancient. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why they aren't making enough money. It's because they've had some problems.
Ancient planes.
Ancient. No.
That was an inside joke from Brad. Yeah. I apologize for every single one of the hundreds of thousands of people listening.
You just told that story.
All right, well, hopefully you got it then. All right, next one. New Auntie Anne's perfume.
Sometimes, is it cinnamon?
Sometimes a little bit
of
nostalgia is all you need. Knead.
That's Knead.
All you need.
Knead.
Fond memories of eating soft, buttery pretzels while roaming the mall have been bottled into a new perfume by Auntie Anne's.
What would you bottle to capture the current smell of malls? Don't answer that.
It depends on which end of the mall you're at. Because, man, one of the ends of that mall smells a lot like sewage.
I was going to say weed.
Oh, yeah. That, too.
The smell of Auntie Anne's, I think it's funny that it refers to it as nostalgic. It's just cinnamon and butter.
Is it just cinnamon?
Mm-hmm.
Man, when I walk by at Auntie Anne's, I don't think cinnamon, but I do think it is nostalgic. I mean, it. I love the scent of it. I'm just wondering whether we would wear it.
No. I mean, you might.
I might, yeah.
Smells good on you, though.
I want people to have that kind of like, reminds me of my grandma feeling when I walk by.
Well, we kind of do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because it's not like attractive. It's not going to make women want you.
Not in the way. No, it'd probably make men want you.
Yeah, men.
Do you smell pretzels?
Oh man, I think there's a guy chewing on my shoulder. Let me find out. Oh, yeah, it is. Guy chewing on my shoulder. Get out of here.
In the mall that's across the street from the Pentagon in Washington D.C., they have a Auntie Anne's and a Cinnabon right next to each other. And I was like, what am I smelling? We ended up getting pretzels, not the cinnamon kind, just like the mini ones because we hadn't had a meal, but I was drawn to the scent.
I think I would be split in half. I think I would walk right into the mid wall.
My husband and just like repeatedly.
Over and over.
Can somebody unplug him and plug him back in? We were looking for shoes and we smelled it and we sought it out because we hadn't eaten anything. We were trying to decide. This is when my husband and I went to D.C. We were trying to decide, do we want to go sit down? Do we have time to sit down? Do we want to keep seeing things? And we had a single cup of the mini pretzel bites and a Diet Coke, and that was essentially lunch for us.
Man.
The smell did attract us in. We probably would have had a Cinnabon, too, but you kind of got to commit to
Yeah, you got to do one or the other. They say that's the best way to sell a house.
Cinnabon? Oh, put an apple pie in the oven.
Put an apple pie in the oven or put cinnamon cloves on your stove and stove
just
top.
Just on the floor.
Just kidding.
Like a nice little pad
Follow
in the bedroom.
Whoa, what are they saying here?
Just little pretzel bites.
It's a beautiful, pristine house.
I read it in the news.
I read in Good Housekeeping that if I put pretzel dough on the ground, people will freak out and buy my house. Last one, I said no fast food news, but
Ryan,
this is just too good.
Ryan, you lied.
Apparently, there's a trick that fast food restaurants use to give you less fries, is that they don't shake the holder.
Yeah.
They put them in there and they just leave them. If they shake it a little bit, they can put more in.
Do you go back for more? You say, yes, sir, this isn't full.
I will now. I didn't know they were doing that.
Did you say, you're going to say to him, did you shake it?
Did you shake this, sir?
Joy Murdoch in a minute. Don't worry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.